with Decora, a companion podcast project of Inspired Media. Welcome back to the show. I'm excited about our guest today. Mr. Carson Eglund is here from Helping Services. Carson, how are you?
Good, Benji. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm going to turn on your microphone. I'm going to get even better. We are here. We're talking. This is a new podcast called Rhymes with Decora. I am excited to have you on the show today. Helping Services is an organization that I have known of for years, that Aaron and I have worked with on and off through Inspired, and that has so many community connections that people have connected in one way or another. So thank you for being here and being willing to be here.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be a part of this project you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Carson, you are the your actual title is the director, right? Executive director of Helping Services. Yep. You guys, now you and your family came here a few years ago. You know, give us your short background.
Yeah, long story short. We moved here about 7 years ago. Actually, it's been that long.
That's amazing.
You know, honestly, so we're not from Decora. We didn't go to Luther. Right. So people are like, "What are you doing here?" But I kind of stumbled upon the opportunity to lead Helping Services. The former director, Dave Runyon, retired. Was retiring back in 2015, and they were looking for someone to take over. And I had some experience in the nonprofit world. I had worked at Ronald McDonald House in Iowa City for a number of years.
Yes.
And it just felt like a good fit. You know, my wife and I are both from small town central Iowa, Pella and Prairie City.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't know that.
Yep, yep. Yeah, you know, Pella's sort of like Decor in some ways, right? In some ways not. But it felt very comfortable for us, especially knowing that we probably would be raising a family soon. So
yeah,
it's been a great fit. The only thing I knew about Decora was it had good fishing, and that pretty much attracted me.
Well, it's amazing. And you came into a place and a organization that has a long tail in Decora. You and I were just talking before we kicked off the show. 1973? Is that the magical year?
That's the number. Yeah.
Wow.
We are happy and thrilled to be celebrating our 50th anniversary next year, next spring. So
that's incredible. 50 years of Helping Services.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's had a lot of iterations over the years. Back in 1973, it was actually founded as the Decora Information Center or something like that. And it was essentially a hotline for kids.
Yeah.
And so some of those things we still have, but it's really evolved over the years. And so we're just really thrilled to be here and look forward to being here for another 50 years.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about a few of the things that Helping Services does for the community in a minute. But one more note about yourself as well. So you, your wife, your amazing wife, and you moved here. You did not have kids yet when you moved here.
We did not.
And that's when I met you guys, and we've hung out a few times. But as your life went on here in Decora, you now have an amazing family.
Yes, we have a busy family. We have a busy 3-year-old boy and another boy who just turned 1. So Beckett and Walker keep us very entertained.
Absolutely. And one of those other things you've gotten to experience, of course, of having young kids in Northeast Iowa is the exciting challenge of finding daycare.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no kidding. And we felt fortunate. We found an in-home provider that was wonderful.
Yes.
A couple years ago, but the hours were tough. You know, we're both working parents, and so Sunflower. We found we were on the Sunflower waiting list, and we were able to get into Sunflower a year or so ago.
Wow.
And it's been really great for us because the hours are just a bit more flexible for our working schedules.
Absolutely. You know, show number 2 is with Stephanie Fromm from Winnesee County Development. And one of the big things we talked about was the new Sunflower Daycare and the Decora Discovery Project, which is super cool. But as also happens as a parent in Decora, you're on the board.
Yeah. Not too shortly after we started there, they were looking for parents to volunteer to be on the board. And you know, it's a huge issue in our community, especially rural Iowa.
Absolutely.
So I said yes. I'm happy to help, and it's been a really a good experience. It's an eye opener for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a great group of people, and certainly we're excited and thrilled to be close to the start of this new project. You know, we're right there. And so I'm glad that you had Stephanie on board to chat about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you haven't, go back in the show notes and check out show number 2. That's with Stephanie Fromm. We talk a ton about that project, and it is an amazing project that's moving forward here in Decorah for Northeast Iowa, Winnesee County and beyond. So that's a great cue, actually, though. Carson, one of the things that Helping Services also works on is quite a bit of youth mentoring, right? That's something that is projects and programming. And we should also talk about, along with that, I guess, the area that you guys cover, right?
Yeah, we cover a wide scope. So our main office is in Decorah. If you live here in Decorah, we are on the corner of East Main and Montgomery, so 805 East Main Street. Some people get us confused for the old hospital. We are not. We are a standalone house. And we have about half of our staff that work out of that house. We have 26 full-time staff at Helping Services spread out across 8 counties. So we cover a lot of ground. A lot of organizations might do one of the things we do, right? So like our youth mentoring program, for example, many folks have heard of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. You know, they may have a geographical area of like a county, Johnson County, for example.
Sure.
That's one of the things we do within our umbrella of our organization. And so, you know, a lot of times I describe us as an organization that does a lot because we are in rural Iowa. We just don't have the multitude of organizations available. And so Helping Services, the mission is broad. We're there to provide healthier and safer families and communities. And a former board member once told me, you know, our mission is broad, but that's a good thing because it allows us to do a lot of things that might pop up from time to time. And so it's just been a wonderful organization to work for.
Yeah. Youth mentoring in specific was the one I had mentioned previously. And that is something that I know you guys have built up significantly as things, over the years. That's a program really.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of credit goes to one of our mentoring coordinators, Kathy Schwartzoff, has been doing the work for over 20 years.
Wow.
And so she's really done a lot to grow the program. We're fortunate to actually have a couple other mentoring coordinators on staff now to really feel like we have a robust program. We've had a generous donor provide some funding to allow us to go outside of Winnesee County to do events up in the cities, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids. So we're doing more of that.
Nice.
We're just really trying to get the word out that we do need volunteers. And so there are youth in our communities that are on our waiting list. They're looking for another trusted adult in their life.
Yeah.
It's a 4-hour a month commitment if you're looking to be the volunteer. It's a pretty extensive process, right? Like we want to make sure that we pair a youth with someone that makes sense for them.
Right.
So that is why also we have a waiting list, because that just takes the right person sometimes to fit.
This would be a good place to mention as well. If you're interested in that program or any of the other programming that Helping Services does, the website is very easy to find. It is helpingservices.org. Great URL.
Easy enough, right?
Helpingservices.org. But, you know, as you're talking about, so you guys, the programming you do is not only just for Winnesee County, but how many, I mean, you guys cover several counties of Northeast Iowa, right?
Yeah, if you just kind of take that corner of the Iowa, it's eight Northeast Iowa counties.
Wow.
So, you know, we're up here, we're down in Manchester, Waverly, it's sort of the gamut of just Northeast Iowa.
Absolutely. And that is an incredible, it's a large region. When people start to look, it's very rural in a lot of pockets. And it's, I think the work of doing this, any kind of work in a rural area is just different, right? But in connecting different audiences from across rural places, there are a lot of challenges.
Yeah, I think travel is obviously a big one. I think isolation is also a big one. I think a lot of the youth we work with can tend to feel isolated. The youth in our youth mentoring program, for example, are not only from Decorah. You know, they are from little towns throughout our counties. And that can feel certainly isolating. Again, coming from someone, I grew up in a small town, maybe big compared to some small towns of Appella, but I mean, I understand that can be a challenge for youth. So we're just thrilled to be able to offer that. I guess another program that I think we should mention when it comes to some of that isolation and rural concerns is our Domestic Abuse Resource Center.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking earlier, and I was going to say, my earliest memories of knowing what Helping Services was or what they did were definitely connected to domestic abuse resources.
Yeah.
As a young person, that's what I remember.
And that's been one of our core programs really since the start. So
sure.
That's a program that we have 8 advocates for 7 counties. So
wow.
Barely, you know, one staff person per county, a little over.
Yep.
They experience sort of a wide range of situations, I guess, throughout their work. Essentially, what our advocates can do is provide folks with options, right? So we have a 24/7 resource line. We have a chat function on our website. People can call, reach out to us and say, hey, you know, here's my situation. I'm in a violent situation. What are my options? And
yeah.
That's what our advocates can do. They can provide options. We never tell someone what they should or shouldn't be doing.
Of course.
Yeah. But we provide them with some resources, some ideas, some options in terms of how they may feel potentially more safe in their situation.
Absolutely. And that's something, again, in a rural area, I think it's very easy for, you know, it's easy to people for people to not be seen, right? Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of places that are just very rural and very out of the way, and having a resource, having a way for those anyone to connect in that direction is a huge resource for our area.
Absolutely. And some folks may just call us once, and that's maybe all they need. Other folks, we can provide emergency rental assistance, utility assistance. We can find a safer location for folks to live.
Absolutely.
So yeah, our services are wide and varied, but
yeah,
the rural challenge is definitely real.
Tell me real quick, so other people understand. I mean, you are a nonprofit organization. I mean, so
yep.
Your funding comes from different places, but also, you know, you are always welcoming and willing to consider donations of any size, shape, or form, right?
Yep.
And that's something that is part of what you do.
It's a good question. You know, so yes, we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. We're not a state. You know, we're not a state or government organization. We
Correct.
Are a 501c3 nonprofit. Yeah. Our funding comes from a variety of sources.
Mm-hmm.
We do receive some state and federal grants. I like to, you know, but we also receive donations from the community and from private sources. And I like to, when people ask me that, if we didn't have those private donations coming in and those local donations coming in, we wouldn't have the foundation to even try to apply for any of these other bigger sources
right.
of funding. So
and
really
using those dollars to leverage
yep,
more opportunities.
Yep. And so a great example is our Holiday Lights event. A lot of people associate.
Nice hot week here.
Yeah.
It's fun to dream about Holiday Lights.
Well, you know, we kind of think about Holiday Lights and the winter all year round at Helping Services because it is sort of a year round event
yes.
in terms of planning and just trying to tweak the event to make it really how.
If there's someone listening who doesn't know, Holiday Lights is the drive-through holiday celebration at the Decorah Campground. So the off season, it's the month of December, basically a little bit earlier than that. But yeah, and so for several weeks, you can drive through the campground, see the light displays, and lots of extra things that go along with that. Right?
Yeah, I mean, when people talk about partnerships, it's the ultimate partnership between I think the city of Decorah and us. You know, the city lets us use that campground for. Oh, about 2 months, you know, in terms of setting up and then hosting the actual event, they don't charge us a dime. And so I think that they understand how important the event is to the community and certainly to our funding needs.
Absolutely.
And so it's just been an amazing event, and we're going on year 18 coming up.
Wow, yeah. And talk about something that's grown into its own as well. I mean, it started out as a great project, but it has grown and grown and grown.
Oh, yeah. of course, I've only been here, you know, this will be maybe my 8th Holiday Lights, and
wow.
It's even grown a lot since I think back to 2015. So
absolutely. Plus, it's also just a fun thing for the community, which is fantastic, right? I mean, some of the things that you guys work on and the big challenges of our area and our region are not as fun maybe to work on, but very important. So I think it's important to have that flip side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. and for us, again, we it would be difficult for me to imagine where we'd be without it. It's certainly our largest fundraiser of the year by a lot, And so that's why, you know, we spend a lot of time to make it an event that I think people have really grown to enjoy, and it's become a tradition, I think, amongst a lot of families.
I love it. It's so fun. We're going to take a really quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of the other things that Helping Services offers, and a few other things too. So stick with us here. This is Rhymes with Decora, a companion podcast project of Inspired Media, being brought to you today by the Driftless Yoga Festival. Yeah, that's right. Larry Schuweiler, who is also being featured on this podcast. The Driftless Yoga Festival happening at the end of June, and you'll hear more about that. Stick with us.
Hey y'all, Larry Schuweiler here. She, her are my pronouns. I'm the founder and organizer of the Driftless Yoga Festival that happens here in Decorah, Iowa, June 23rd through the 26th. Would love to have you all there. Sliding scale passes, a variety of classes that are yoga inspired alongside equity conversations. And you can find out more information, driftlessyogafestival.com, June 23rd through the 26th. See you there.
Rhymes with Decora, being brought to you by the Driftless Yoga Festival, as well as Inspired Media. That's right. My wife, Erin Henning Nichols, and I have a small media company. That's part of this. That's why we're doing this. Inspired Media, a quarterly publication found across our region, Northeast Iowa, Southeast Minnesota, Western Wisconsin. We're available in 150 locations. We're all over the place, but you can find us. Check us out online at iloveinspired.com. And bringing you positive stories from across the region. That is our goal. Today on Rhymes with Decora, it's Carson Eglund from Helping Services. Excited to have you here, Carson. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. Boy, I tell you what, people are busy, you know? Families, people, it's all hard. It's hard to find the time. It's hard to find the time to take a break, right? Relax a little bit, all those things. You know, we were talking about the mentoring program a little bit ago, and I know a couple of people who mentor and who really enjoy it. And one of the things that one of the gentlemen has told me is just how much fun it is to have a reason. He's a little bit older than us, and just, you know, his kids are grown and gone. And he said to have a reason to go back and do so many of the things in our region that he just hasn't had a reason to do in a long time, you know. And you got somebody who's a little bit younger, and you can take him and do a multitude of things, right?
Yeah, I think a couple things with that. You know, I think a lot of the mentors that I chat with say that the program, it's certainly designed to benefit the youth, but it also benefits them in ways that they probably didn't expect or maybe underestimated, in terms of just getting them out in the community and also just kind of opening their eyes to maybe some challenges that youth are facing in the community that they weren't aware of. And so I think it really goes both ways in terms of the benefits to both the mentor and the mentee.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that too, because So Larry is on another podcast episode here recently, and one of the things we talk about is, you know, diversity and equity. There are a lot of different directions that can be covered there. But something in rural Iowa and in a small town, even, that you notice is age, right? Diversity and age, and how interesting that is, right? And making sure you have all that, you know, input from different age ranges of what you need, what you're looking for. And I'm sure you guys see that, right?
Well, I guess I look at it as the services that we provide at Helping Services sort of run the spectrum of ages, right? So one thing we haven't touched on yet is our in-home family education program.
Absolutely.
It uses a curriculum called Parents as Teachers. It's available for any parent with a prenatal to a three-year-old child. That program took a bit of a hit over the last couple of years of COVID because we weren't able to get into the hospitals like we normally would have. And so we're really
trying to talk about that for a second. So the way that program would work.
So, I mean, from my experience as when my wife and I had our first boy 3 years ago. We were in the after that we were in the delivery room, the next room, and it was so great because one of our staff members showed up. And she said, "Oh, and she knew who I was certainly, but she said, "Oh yeah, I visit every new parent and offer them our family education program brochure and just let them know I'm here." And so that wasn't able to happen the last couple of years. And so that was the best way, really one of the best ways we could reach out to folks and let them know we're here. So we're doing a lot to try to ramp that program back up because it did take a bit of a hit. And so I thought that was worth mentioning on this podcast.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because Aaron and I still laugh. I think any parent has this experience, your first child especially, but I will never forget the moment when our daughter Roxy was born and everything, you know, and you're done and you're in the hospital and you're done with your hospital time and you're getting ready to leave and you have a baby in a car carrier or whatever and you're like walking out the door and you're like, wait a second, like we get to leave with this thing?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild experience. And you talked about being busy.
Do you know me?
Yeah, you talked about being busy earlier. I think I used to think I was busy before kids, but yeah, now I know I'm busy. Yeah, our staff can go into your house a couple times a month and just talk to you about some development, kind of benchmarks, maybe some breastfeeding techniques, if that's something of interest to you.
Those are amazing resources.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, again, having another resource available for some folks that maybe just don't have that resource available. And so yeah, we talk about age. You know, that's a program that we offer at the very beginning of life.
Yes.
And you talk about another program like our Domestic Abuse Resource Center, and we provide support for all ages, right?
Sure.
So we see survivors of violence that are elderly, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I like to think of our services that they really do run the age spectrum from birth to death. And
absolutely.
I think that just makes us uniquely situated to really serve this area well.
Yeah. Well, and along those lines, I mean, another service that Helping Services offers is substance abuse prevention, right?
Yeah.
And it's not the most fun thing to talk about, but in this day and age, I should have brought up a stat. It doesn't really matter. I mean, that's not the point of this show, but like the stats on substance abuse right now in our country are staggering. Potentially, you know, prescription abuses. And, you know, people always think of like, especially from our generation, like DARE, right? Like say no to drugs. Yep. And like that is real. That's a thing. But, you know, I think a lot of the substance abuse that's happened maybe in the last, well, even in the last 2 or 3 years with the pandemic has been very not low key, but like kind of not seen.
Yeah, right. It'll be interesting, you know, as kind of numbers come out over the next few years in terms of what exactly was the, what was the impact of COVID with some of that. I would just say from what we see vaping is a concern, particularly with young kids.
The second our society finally has figured out that smoking it really is terrible and we shouldn't do it anymore.
I mean, schools are seeing it. Kids as young as 8, 10 years old. It's becoming a real problem. A lot of the work we do focuses on working with some of these youth groups in the various school districts throughout Northeast Iowa. And sort of a common theme that's happening. And so there are some nice resources available. Unfortunately, they are only for kids 13 and up. So there's actually not state resources available for kids under 13. So
identifying an issue.
Yeah. We've brought that up with some of the folks at the state level, and I sure hope some of that gets fixed because, it's sort of sad to think about. So
that's incredible.
Yep.
Very, very, very interesting. And again, but you know, it can affect any age, right? And where you're finding from young kids to senior citizens, right?
I mean, I would just say if this is an area that if you're passionate about, we do work with various county coalition groups, and so you can find that information on our website as well. Whether you live in Winnesheek or Clayton County or Fayette, there are these groups available that they try to tackle some of these community issues and try to create change. And so that's another way that you can get involved if you're passionate about that area.
Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and mention, Carson, too, that, I mean, so you guys offer you mentioned this earlier, but a 24/7 resource line. I mean, so that is something that, you know, in terms of domestic abuse resources, but also contacting Helping Services. You guys are obviously online, helpingservices.org. You're on Facebook, Helping Services. You can be found there and just for the general updates and the information. But that hotline is actually a really important thing too, right? I mean, that is a very real tool.
1-800-383-2988. keep that number handy. If you know someone that is in a situation, a violent situation, you can provide them with that number. And again, we also have a chat function on our website, helpingservices.org/chat. The other site, I guess, while we're throwing out URLs, that the state offers a really great resource. It's called yourlifeiowa.org. I would highly encourage folks that are experiencing situations in their life where they may need some resources or some help to go there, because there are some wonderful resources around a lot of what the work we do, but sort of more robust information and resources sure. available at that yourlifeiowa.org site.
Nice. Those are both awesome resources. Yep. I mean, that's something that also, you know, I always say that we're a little bit odd in some ways up in this corner of the state because we're so close to Minnesota, mm-hmm. we're so close to Wisconsin, and yet we're so far from Des Moines. And so on a state level, sometimes we almost feel, I know Aaron and I say all the time, we feel like we might as well be in Minnesota or Wisconsin versus in Iowa. But we are in Iowa. And so finding those resources and knowing they exist across the state is a huge part of the education as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. Hey, I found this job through a state of Minnesota website. So, I mean, we are very close to Minnesota. And so it does...
That's amazing.
I think especially the last couple of years, it's probably felt even a bit more isolated from Des Moines. And so...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and maybe this is another plug too. If you're passionate about some of these topics or anything else, you know, contact your local representative.
That's
what they're there for.
That is going to be a whole nother show. You know, Aaron and I actually have quite a rapport with at least one of our reps and from the printing world. And I actually hope that maybe I can get him on the show at some point. I'd love to talk about some subjects and you know, see what's going on. I of course, I'm a little bit of a political junkie, and Aaron reminds me that I haven't started this to be a political show. So we'll see where that goes. But I will say that, you know, I just think in this day and age, like being informed and also realizing that like those people are accessible. You know,
absolutely.
you can just start a friendly conversation with your representative wherever you are in whatever state you're in. And it's actually really fun. Most of them, especially if you're not yelling at them, at least immediately, are actually willing to talk with you, right?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. And I've had the opportunity over the last month to actually meet with Senator Ernst and Representative Hinson on a couple different topics. And absolutely. You know, I think that's an important thing to remember, that there is dialogue there. And it's just a matter of connecting and as being civil. And I think that that goes a long ways.
Boy, yeah, absolutely. You hit it on the head right there. Awesome, Carson. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you for telling us a little more about Helping Services. I know I've already talked to another one of your staff that I think when we get a little closer to the holiday season, perhaps we'll bring you guys back in. I think it'd actually be really fun to do a show on like what it takes to put on holiday lights or like some of the background or some of the back end of the processes and things. I think that's really interesting. So, maybe we'll round up another show closer to then.
I think that sounds like a great idea. if you want to know how the event's made, absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
I think it would be super fun. My guest today has been Carson Eglund, the Executive Director of Helping Services in Decorah. Helpingservices.org is where you can find all of their information. Carson, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to be here and talk with us. It's so amazing to have you and your amazing family here in Decorah doing the work you're doing on a community level as well as with Helping Services. We appreciate that and appreciate everything you guys do. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Benji.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been listening to Rhymes with Decorah, companion podcast to Inspired Media. Find us online at iloveinspired.com. You can find out everything about this podcast at another URL, and that is decorah.fun. That's it. It's the whole thing. Type it in, decorah.fun. Fun. Yeah, it's a fun one. Our sponsor today, Driftless Yoga Festival. You can find out more, Larice Schuweiler, the founder of Driftless Yoga Festival, at driftlessyogafestival.com. The music you've heard on this podcast has been created by the amazing Nick Zielinski. He is a Decoran. He is a drummer. He's a great dude. You can find him online on Instagram at Indicative of Drumming. Thanks so much for being here. It's Rhymes with Decorah. See you next time.